The Scots lead has its ain words for folk and who they might be sib to ane another. We stare out in our family tree or strained with ourselves and work back the way, going further into time until we find ourselves among older kin or forebears that we dinna ken because they lived afore us. But we spring for them and we are ocht them for the genes that we carry the day and will likely see on till our offspring. We call the parents that gied us life our feyther and mither, or mair informal like, our da and ma. Their parents afore them is our grandfeyther and grandmither, or granda and granny informal like. And all their bairns or weans is the brithers and sisters of your parents, cried uncles and aunties till us. Maist folk disna ken a yont their grandparents, but the mither and feyther of them is our grandsha and granddame, and ony bairns they hid is kent as our older granduncles and older grandaunties. And the bairns of granduncles and aunties is our cousins. The feyther and mither of your grandsha is your four grandsha and four granddame, and his feyther and mither afore him your air four grandsha and air four granddame, going back six greasy a family. But any further back, we likely just call them our forebears or forefolk. The folk that a body marries into is called your good folk. The feyther and mither of your man or wife is called your good feyther and good mither, while the brother or sister of your man or wife is your good brother and good sister. Your man or wife to your parents is a good son or good daughter. Mony folk has a son or a daughter, and often a grandson and granddaughter ken other gates as grandbairns or grandweans. Their bairns in turn is your ear o' son and ear o' daughter. The son of your brother or sister is called your nevy, while a daughter is your niece. It was lang the tradition in Scots to distinguish whether a nevy or niece was aff the feyther or mither side, we call them a brother son or sister daughter and the like.